MotoGP start devices blamed for Turn 1 collisions. The recent Turn 1 collisions in MotoGP races have raised concerns among riders and team officials. Jack Miller, a Pramac Yamaha rider, believes that the start devices are to blame for these incidents. According to Miller, the bike jumped forward after Jorge Martin attempted to remove the device during Sunday's Grand Prix in Hungary, which saw five riders wiped out on lap 1. The incident has sparked a heated debate about the safety of the current start procedure. Aprilia Racing CEO Massimo Rivola initially attributed the collision to a mistake from Martin's team, but Miller disagrees with this assessment. Miller argues that removing the start devices would make it easier for all riders to get off the line at the same time, reducing the risk of accidents. He believes that the current procedure creates an unnatural advantage for some riders, who can accelerate faster than others. The proposed change to a two-rider per row format is being discussed among teams and officials. This could lead to a safer start procedure, with riders arriving at the track at more similar speeds. However, it's unclear whether this change will be implemented in time for the next MotoGP race. The MotoGP community is eager to see a solution to this problem, which has already resulted in several injuries and close calls. The safety of motorcyclists is a top priority for MotoGP officials. With the recent incidents, they are re-examining their procedures to ensure that all riders have an equal chance of success. Removing the start devices would also simplify the start procedure, making it easier for new riders to get up to speed. This could lead to more competitive racing and a better overall experience for fans. The MotoGP community is calling for change, and it's likely that we'll see some updates to the start procedure in the near future. Ultimately, the goal of MotoGP is to provide a safe and exciting racing experience for all competitors. By addressing these issues, officials can help ensure that the sport continues to thrive.